Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, hello, internet. I really stumbled on that one. Maybe because it's this episode special edition. Well, it's not a special edition, but I'm calling this one Port Trend Oregon Trend because I am in Oregon at the moment. Shout out to my man on the street who pulled up, and I was not prepared to say hello to Zeit Gang, but good to see you nonetheless. I am Miles. I am joined today by super producer Becca Ramos. What's up, Becca?
Hello, hello. Okie, kind of jealous you're over there. It's been so long since I've been. I haven't been back since I moved. So
almost, was that pre-pandemic?
Yeah, I think December 2019. So,
okay. Yeah, you know things are looking pretty green up here.
I know you're there the best time of year.
So green. Yeah, yeah. And the sun goes down slower because you're like higher up in the earth. So you get those longer days. That's like my favorite shit when it's like 8:45 and you're like,
and you're just
I have a shadow being cast. Yeah, like when you have a shadow, a sun-based shadow at 8, like at 9 p.m., you're living life. All right. Well, enough about what's going on here. And hey, look, if you see me in the street, say what's up. But just please come up and see me like, I'm Zeit Gang first so I don't get completely weirded out. up first, Michael Avenatti is trending. The man who, fuck, he made his whole name during Donald Trump's presidency representing Stormy Daniels. This dude, just want to remind you, I believe he is currently in prison right now for trying to extort Nike on a separate thing. But he just received another 4 years for defrauding Stormy Daniels, who was his client, which is the whole reason, like we talked, that's how he got on in the whole, you know, in the first place. For he extorted, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars in book proceeds.
That's crazy.
So look at that. Scummy guy. Who would have known?
That thought? Man through and through. But, you know, yeah. I mean, he's probably one of those, like, nicer prisons, right? Like, these are, like, white-collar crimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I don't think... I mean, who knows? I'd imagine, like those extortion, those feel like those... You go to Club Fed.
Yeah.
And you do those kinds of crimes. But who knows? Who knows? But yeah, real just shows, you know, all the people that we thought at one time, like, this guy's a hero in the Trump era. And you're like, this dude also a straight up scammer, scam bag. What else is trending? Jack Harlow meal. I mean, I know he's a snack, but a whole meal? Come on now.
Oh, that made me laugh harder than I should have.
I'm sorry. I gotta go. He's got a meal now?
Everything? Yeah, so KFC, you know, I feel like they've been behind on the celebrity endorsement game. They are finally taking on a celebrity endorsement from Jack Harlow, I guess famously from Kentucky himself. Okay. And he's going to have his own combo meal, hand-selected by him, which includes brand's spicy chicken sandwich, mac and cheese, and the secret recipe fries, cider ranch, and
a lemonade.
Hold on,
you said the brand's. Did you get this out of Adweek?
Great question.
That sounds like
I actually got it out of, I think, Yahoo News.
Okay, that's like such trade talk when it's like the brand's spicy chicken sandwich. I'm like, I think.
You know, there's 11 herbs and spices.
Oh, shit. Okay. And they're secret, right?
They're secret 11 herbs and spices.
Okay. I don't mean to pull you back into your old advertising brain when you probably know everything about KFC. But see, the thing I don't like about those celebrity meals when they're just like, yeah, it's just this combination of shit we already got. And that's the Jack Harlow or like that's the, you know, little, what I don't know, little
I mean, I think that
SoundCloud
was like
rapper of the year.
The worst one, I think, was the Travis Scott meal from McDonald's because it literally was just a Big Mac. Like, it was a Big Mac meal.
Didn't it have barbecue sauce in the sandwich?
No, I bought it. It's just a Big Mac.
Oh, my God. Oh, it was... Okay. It was a quarter pounder with bacon.
That's what it was.
That's the only difference, that they put bacon and then the fries came with barbecue sauce. But everybody does that anyway, Travis.
Yeah.
So that's not a Travis meal.
Like, it wasn't, like, super special. I think the...
Also, I don't care how many monies you're giving away, I still remember what happened to Astroworld, fam.
Yeah, so...
Philanthropy your way out of this one, sir. Although I'm sure your representatives are like, no. I think just long enough, they will completely forget the tragedy of that event.
I mean, you know what they say. The devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder. So, you know...
out here. Oh man. Okay. Next trend. Queen Elizabeth II. She will not be attending a service of Thanksgiving, I guess, at St. Paul's Cathedral for her 70-year reign jubilee, the platinum jubilee. Apparently she was experiencing, quote, discomfort during the first day of the jubilee because of a parade or something.
How
such.
Old is this woman again?
Let me look. Queen Elizabeth is 96.
Like, she's 96 years old. Let the woman rest. Like, I mean, there's so much wrong with, you know, the monarch of England. But I'm like, yeah, I would not be going anywhere if I was 96 year old. Put me in bed. Like, let me rest. Potentially forever.
And be like, look, I'm 96. I'm probably going to die soon.
Soon.
First, accept that.
Yeah.
Like, and be like, don't read too much into it if I'm not at an event. Because I feel like everything's like, oh my God,
she's going to die.
She can't go here. It's like, she's 96, fool.
Like, is your 96-year-old grandmother going many places? Mine wasn't.
When my grandma was 96, she lived to be 101. And when she was 96, she chilled in her electric adjustable bed all day, smoking cigarettes, drinking a little tiny can of Asahi beer, because in Japan you can buy mini cans of beer, and just lived her best life watching the Tokyo Giants every day. So, you know, just do that, whatever that is for you, Queen Elizabeth. Maybe look at old maps of the empire and be like, wow, look at all that. Look, I used to have it like that. Wow. Shout out me and the monarchy. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about the other things that are trending right after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and
Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back. And I imagine by yesterday, there were shootings are trending because there were multiple shootings. There was one at a Walmart. There was one at a Tulsa hospital where a man who was complaining of back pain was murdered, hit the surgeon. Grant High School, there was a shooting. That's right by where I grew up, North Hollywood. It just feels, yeah, it's not getting better. In fact, it's becoming more frequent.
Yeah, it's definitely not getting better. Also, like, as the week has gone by, more news about the Uvalde shooting has come out of, like, not that we were ever surprised of how much it was mishandled by the state, by the city, by the police. And not only was it so mishandled, but the police get 40% of the city's budget. Period. So it's like policing is not the answer.
I saw a thing where the police were saying some really bizarre line. I don't know if I should probably research it before I say it, but it was something to the effect of that the shooter had shot all of the children. And
no,
like,
that
is that
is,
an implication that the police may have shot somebody?
Yes, that is what is still unfolding, as well as when I'm saying we're finding out every day how mishandled the situation was. Originally, it was like, oh, no, like the Ramos, the gunman, which is very weird to say. Ramos, the gunman, was the one who shot all the children. But now it is unclear if that is true or if there were police officers involved with also shooting some of those children. So
like accidental. Wow. This
yeah.
Is so, yeah. And then I saw that like some like the police, the school police force isn't cooperating or dragging their feet. It's becoming very ugly, and you see are countless reports of how distraught the community is and like the relatives that these children have left behind. It's you know, to go along with the whole shooting, and there are all kinds of narratives. Obviously on the right, they can, like Greg Abbott had a special session about how to curb like school shootings. Not a single item about gun control on there.
It's never like, it's my mom, I was talking to her the other day about it, and she was like, I was like, how are you feeling, you know, as a teacher in Texas? And she was like, I don't know when I signed up to be a first responder. You know, when I started teaching 19 years ago, I did it because it was a very convenient thing for my children at the time, because we were in school and she could have the same hours as us. And then also, you know, she's an amazing teacher. I would say she saved many kids' lives. She's helped kids who have parents who've been deported in immigration and gotten kids to college. And she was just like naturally made to be a teacher because she's good at teaching, at helping children, not being a COVID first responder, making sure she doesn't die on the job because these kids that don't wear masks are giving her COVID. She did not know that she had to become a, you know, a police officer in her own classroom, protecting children from being shot. Like, it's just absolutely insane, the emotional burden we put on our educators who are not getting paid nearly as much as police officers whose jobs they are refusing to do. So we got to call our representatives and vote.
Yeah. Vote. I mean, maybe vote these motherfuckers out too if they're just going to cape for.
Yeah, the local level shit is important. So, like, don't forget that.
And I would rather, you'd rather have people who are out here saying stuff like, you know what? You know who needs to have police budgets? Teachers. That's where that money needs to go, to be honest.
Yeah.
Those, but they actually ensure, like you're saying, outcomes for people. And I can think of many teachers who are like, so important for me to like not become completely like nihilistic or like not think I could do something or do or give me the belief that I could do something and how much that all adds up. But I mean, do they, the same police in Texas were bragging about how they had like body armor that was rated for to protect them from like rifle rounds.
No, they literally have military grade equipment and body armor, and yet 19 children are dead. Like, make it make sense.
Yeah. And the only sense it needs to make is that we are, it's as clear as day. We're not emphasizing the actual people that need help or protection. Mm-hmm. And then, so to go along with that, weed is trending because Laura Ingraham is out here saying that weed is actually causing the mass shootings, not the guns or the bullets that do the destruction. It's the weed that someone may have smoked in her latest report or stand-up bit, whatever you want to call it. Quote, the American people are hearing a lot about AR-15s and background checks, but they also deserve to hear about this. And she was saying that there's a, quote, reported link between weed and several mass shooters based on a single study about saying, like, oh, a person, this one mass shooter had smoked weed prior to committing the shooting and all these other things. I'm like, okay, let me see some fact check on alcohol and crime.
Literally.
What kind of crimes are being... Let me see
And I
that,
would just dude. Love...
Because that's legal.
I love how they've, like, thrown out... Like, when you take a basic science class, like, I had to take, a couple labs when I was in college, and they teach you, like, the scientific method, and they're like, how correlation is not causation, and it's like, huh, reporters love... right-wing reporters love to forget that, like, correlation is not causation. Just because someone smoked weed does not mean they gunned down a school, and let me tell you, anytime I've smoked weed, I have gone to bed. I have literally.
I can't even play Call of Duty well.
No, I can't do anything. High. I'm watching a movie and I'm going to bed.
Yeah. But, you know, we have to, like that old racist myth shows its head again. The demon weed. And then finally, Elvis Wedding is trending because. There's this report. So the company, there's this company that handles all the licensing for like the Elvis Presley estate. And they are trying to stop like these two well-known Elvis impersonators from doing weddings in Las Vegas. Like apparently the mayor of Vegas and the governor of Nevada has like their back. But this company is like, you need to immediately cease and desist from all of this. And these guys are out here saying like, you know, if Elvis were alive today, he would be cool with it. Which, you know, I mean, we saw them recently. I think Travis and Courtney got married by an Elvis impersonator. So, and like, that's one of those dudes. Like, it's the same people we see, like, even when that Jonas brother got married to the homegirl from Game of Thrones. I don't know anybody's names. That's how I speak because I'm almost 40. Another that's like very iconic, I guess, Elvis impersonator. Part of me is like, who gives a shit?
I know.
Are they taking that much business away from you? These two individuals and like other people impersonating some dude who stole a bunch of black art. I mean, cool. Let's just let them get married.
People are, you know, they don't have better things to do. You know, it's like,
right,
scammers are petty. People love to be petty. And, you know, like, that's what they're hired to do, you know? It's like, that's their...
There's a check. There's a check in it for them. They're like, look, if we can get these damn guys to stop doing the weddings, then we'll run the Elvis wedding racket and we can make $70,000 a year for an industry. I don't know. So good luck to them, you know, but I feel like Elvis wedding impersonators are like probably the most American thing we have next
absolutely
to, you know,
that's what I was thinking. I was like, can't get rid of them. Like, that's incredibly American.
Yeah, like, that's all we think of is Vegas. Honestly, if you said Vegas and you wanted to be super cliche about what you're, and you can't say casinos, I would probably say Elvis impersonator or like quick
or drive through chapel.
Yeah, exactly.
Drive through chapel wedding.
If you had to get married,
which means Elvis impersonator. Like,
right, exactly. It's never anything else. If you had to get married by a celebrity impersonator just for the fun, do you have someone that you would think you would have a good time? Obviously, knowing that this is not a serious wedding, it's just for the lols.
Ooh, that's a great question. I feel like I would do Beyonce, just because I'll never be able to meet Beyonce. So, like, it would be nice to My dream would be to meet Beyonce, but if I could have celebrity Beyonce, that'd be
good. Well, let's put that in the air. And maybe, you know what? Maybe a real Beyonce can marry. And then we can all have a show together. I think I would have a, maybe like a Prince impersonator.
That would be a good one.
Or just for fun, like Shanaynay from Martin. I would probably do something weird, something comedic more than like pop culture icons. Anyway, I'll come, Zeit Gang, I'll think about it and I'll let y'all know what I come up with. Have a deep think about it. All right. Well, that is going to do it for today. Check us out tomorrow. We got a whole new episode with more fun and more talk about our country. And yeah, until then, please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Please get vaccinated if you haven't. Please, please, please do whatever you can to fight white supremacy, misogyny, racism, homophobia, transphobia, any kind of discrimination, because we need as many good people out there as possible.
Yeah, happy Pride.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much. Yeah, happy Pride, too. We'll see you soon and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save.
UndercoverTourist.com.